Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I have no clue who
I am. It is a little
am,
different, but when
who you
it,
are,
when
you,
do
I,
it,
I do you even look different.
That can only mean one thing.
Jeff Lutz.
There's Elvis for you. Oh, I'm going to pass out. That was so funny.
You are not cool.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
Hello again, everybody. Welcome. It's a Monday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, we are with you, and we got a lot to go through. I don't know where to start. You've got the NFL. You've got college football. We had college football playoff games. We know who's going to be playing for the championship. You've got the Shockers. You got the Jayhawks. You've got the Wildcats. And then you have my singing with the Crossins on Saturday at the Rudd Center.
I don't think we should probably start there.
Passion Project. And I'm not so sure that's not the place to start. The response has been overwhelming.
Huh. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Well, what do you have to say about that?
Hand in your pocket, no microphone, looking around. I mean, it was great. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so we're going to judge it on the stage presence, as you like to call it.
Yeah, I think we will a little bit. Why not, you know, act out a little bit, do something, be a star
so
up there.
So that's where you're going with this?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see the comments?
No, I didn't look at those.
Oh, I know you did. You are the most... Yeah, of course you did.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling, by the way, not a hard song to sing.
But I sang it well. Every song's hard to sing well. Unless you have a voice to do it.
Interesting. All right.
Do you want to get with the Crossins and we'll put your video up next week? And,
sure do, yeah.
And see what people think.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Does it have to be Peaceful, Easy Feeling, though?
Get with them.
All right, you get
with
them.
Weren't you a little bit proud and a little bit, didn't you have a proud moment at all?
You did a nice job.
That's it.
I don't know if I would go as far as proud. I don't know what there's to be proud of. Just a guy up there singing. You did fine.
Well, I enjoyed it. I was a little bit nervous. No question about it. I didn't know how I would sound. I haven't sung in front of in front of people in years.
That third verse was a little off key, but that's good too.
Oh, there you go. The third verse wasn't off key.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. You don't know what you're talking about.
You did not sing the song in the correct key.
I dropped down a little bit.
And it was, Other than that, it was wonderful.
But you got to get in your criticism.
Sure do.
It's amazing to me.
Would you not criticize me if I
Of course not.
If you had please.
The cojones to sing in front of people.
I'll sing in front of anybody, anytime.
Of course, well, you never have.
I never have?
No, you do karaoke. That's not the same thing.
What's the difference?
You're getting in front of there with people, playing instruments. It was fun. Thank you, too.
I sang at my old school's talent show. Does that not count?
No.
I feel like it should.
You're an okay singer.
I'm pretty good. I was pretty good last night. You should have heard me.
Where were you last night?
In the shower.
Really?
Yeah. Did a heck of a job.
Your ears hear you doing a heck of a job. No question about it.
No, I think I really did.
Your ears hear that.
No.
The other people's ears may disagree.
Mm. Get me in front of some people.
That's kind of how it works. We had a bunch of football played. And I'm doing well again in the picks. I'm leading in the picks in terms of games won and lost. I just can't. Dude is having another good week. You're having a good week. Max is having a good week. The big fella's not having a good week. And this game tonight means a lot to you and me. We both have Minnesota with heavy confidence.
Yeah, I've got them for 10.
Duda has L.A. for 10.
It's going to swing some things. Is that 20 points going to make any bit of difference?
Yes. This is the biggest game of the year in our picks. No question.
But will it make a difference?
I wish I'd picked L.A. because I think they're going to win.
I guess we'll find out. I still think Minnesota's a better team.
I think they might be a better team, but I don't know. Speaking of better teams, the Houston Texans looked really good. The Philadelphia Eagles
looked really bad.
Well, yeah, there were a lot of teams.
And
that
I don't know
bad.
If I'd say the Eagles looked really good. 22-10.
Yeah, but their defense looked really good. The game's two-dimensional. You understand?
Right,
that.
But Green Bay had nothing and
but
nobody.
You understand that?
Philadelphia proved nothing to me with that win over Green Bay.
Well, that's fine. Their defense completely stymied Green Bay.
Green Bay had nothing.
Knocked them out, hurt them. Just a dominating performance.
Who's Philadelphia have now? Do they have the winner of Minnesota and the Rams? Yeah, they have that winner because Washington plays Detroit in a game that I'm very much looking forward to.
I don't know if Washington can hang. I love them. I like Washington. And I like Tampa. I enjoyed that game.
It was a very good
last
game.
Last night. You watched it?
I did.
Boy, breaking news.
Oh, be quiet.
Well, it is a little bit of breaking news.
Why wouldn't I watch it?
Well, you'd add something on the Lifetime or, some drama.
We have been watching a little Boy Meets World lately
on Disney Plus.
But I watched the Pacers. I watched a lot of the early game. That was terrible. And then I watched most of the late game.
Baltimore was really good. Buffalo was really good. Denver couldn't hang. They hung for a little bit. They're not ready.
I tried to tell you.
That was a bad pick. Duda picked Denver for 8, which shocked
me. Then how is he having a good week?
Well, because he got his 5, his 3, his 6, and his 7.
21, what do I have?
You got your 5, your 2, your 8, your 7, and your 4.
5, 2, 8, 15, 22, 26. So this is...
I got my 4, my 3, my 2, my 1, my 7, my 8.
Well, you're doing all right then.
Yeah, but I missed my 5 and my 6. And if I'm going to make a charge here, can't be missing the big ones.
You got 7-8.
Chargers let me down. Look pathetic.
Chargers are the Chargers. Chargers are the Chargers.
Well, you picked them.
I know. Why did I pick them? You had me down on the Texans. Now what do you think about CJ Stroud?
He was okay. It was our defense again.
He was very good.
He was good, but it was their defense.
And when you have Nico healthy, you're going to look a lot better.
Well, they got their offense going. It took them a while, but their defense played well the entire game. That game could have been out of hand early if the Chargers hadn't turned what looked like sure touchdowns into field goals.
Could have.
But Houston stopped them. And I was impressed by the Texans. That will be interesting to see what they have for the Chiefs coming up this weekend. Have they decided the day of the game?
It's the early Saturday game.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the first game of the weekend.
Well, I don't have... As my friend Gary Takar used to say, we don't have type big enough for that.
It's a big one.
Did you ever hear him say that?
I'm sure I probably did.
And we're speaking of headline writing, of course.
Right.
And the bigger the type, the bigger deal it is, and I love Gary.
That's a nice little saying. I might have to start incorporating that.
Well, we don't have type big enough.
We might not. I don't know. Saturday afternoon. I feel bad for the Chiefs that they have to open it up, but I guess that's a decent little viewing window. I feel much worse for the Texans.
Well, it's 3:30. It's not.
Play the early game every time they play a playoff game.
3:30 is not that early.
But it's the early game.
And then you've got Washington-Detroit coming up in the nightcap. And then Sunday, you've got a 2 o'clock game. And then Baltimore-Buffalo, the game of the week.
Right. Everyone wants to see that one.
That's the late game on CBS on Sunday at 5:30. All of them are great, obviously. And that there you go.
I think Washington might be able to hang with Detroit.
I hope so.
To go on the road and win with a rookie quarterback doesn't happen very often.
The problem is I like both of those teams, too.
I like Tampa. I was kind of pulling for Tampa yesterday. I feel bad.
Baker Mayfield's fumble.
Yeah, but they recovered from that. It was just
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they went down and kicked a field goal afterward. They got a stop, kicked a field goal, tied the game. They needed a stop at the end.
You can't be fumbling there.
It wasn't helpful.
They're right there. They're going to score.
Thought they were close. No, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Exactly. You're watching the Lifetime channel.
No, not really. But I think you're just kind of confusing the facts.
No, I'm not confusing anything.
They tied the game later on.
I think you're confused. At 2:25 today, not 2:25, I got to get that right. At 5:25, Joe Auer, who dropped a bombshell on Saturday, announcing he's retiring at the end of the year. The reason he's retiring, we'll explain it to you when Joe joins us. And I got problems with the reason he's retiring. I want to talk to somebody in administration of USD 259.
Does he have to retire? Is it one of those things?
One of those things. One of those bridge things that if you don't retire, you cost yourself some money. At least that's what I think. And here's my same thing that happened with Weston Schartz. He left 259 and went to Capen. You really want to lose these guys? You really want to lose these leaders of men and kids? And
it's not very smart,
is it?
And
let them go somewhere else? I mean, what if this is a policy, and it's the intent may be good.
What's the intent?
Well, to help teachers have a bridge to retirement. You put in your 30, and you get a little bit of a windfall. I get it, but can't we create the windfall? I don't know enough about it, so I'm probably sounding like an idiot, but I don't want to lose Joe Auer.
I wouldn't either. I don't want to lose Joe Auer.
I didn't want to lose Weston.
I don't either. Is Joe Auer going to end up at Mays or something? Not Mays, but you know what I'm saying.
Could be Mays.
We like Chris Grill fine. I think
we're not pushing anybody out.
No. But I'm just saying, is he going to end up somewhere outside of the greater Wichita Athletic League?
We'll have to see.
Because I don't like that at all. Especially while I'm working on an expose.
I'm going to raise Cain about it.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
But I got to get Joe's permission, and I need a little better understanding of exactly what's going on.
Well, it was odd timing. It was an odd platform. He just put it out on Twitter. That's kind of Joe's style. He's not going to bring a whole lot of attention to himself, but just kind of what's going on here?
Did we get a crew out to talk to him?
I don't think so.
What? Boy, back in the day, man, I miss the old days.
Well, there'll be something. 2 weeks, man. Just give it 2 weeks.
Yeah, but we don't want to. We want 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He just retired.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The winningest coach, man. Has there been something at Kansas.com?
Not sure. Haven't really seen that. Taylor Eldridge was in San Antonio over the weekend covering that motley crew, and I don't know if he's put anything up or not.
Oh, no. LeMond is closing. They right down the road from me, from where I live. And not that I frequented it, but I certainly liked it. And I'm reading that it's closing. So nobody's done anything on Joe Auerly. Unbelievable. The media today. Don't defend it.
I'm just telling you what we did.
I'm attacking you. I'm attacking everyone.
What did I do?
Are you part of the media?
Sure.
You know what in the day would have happened had Joe Auer made the announcement that he's retiring?
We would have had something up.
Would have been on the front page of the Wichita Eagle.
1A?
No, although it would have been talked about.
It's a big deal.
It would have been talked about. And it might, you could certainly make the argument.
Yeah, it'd be a nice little conversation.
But here we are in 2025. Here we are.
Hey, man, I'm doing my part.
Here we are. You know what I'm saying, and you know I'm right.
Do you think it's bad luck or good luck that the story that I'm working on Joe Hour is coming out now as he announces his retirement?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
Well, kind of hard not to. I'm going to treat this as a third interview of Joe Hour.
Really?
Yeah.
But no, this is my interview.
He doesn't need to have me call him again.
This is off the record for me. That's fine. How I view it.
Well, we'll see.
What else we need to get to in this first and 20 segment? Kansas held Cincinnati to 44. Is that right?
62-44, something like that.
KU seems to be getting it a little bit more together, although Cincinnati, bad. That's bad.
Not good.
Kentucky, did you watch any of that game?
Come on.
Mississippi State, our friend Chris Jans, had to watch that. That was a good, entertaining, I didn't watch all of it, but I watched enough of it. 95-90, Kentucky goes into Starkville and beats Mississippi State. In my opinion, the game of the weekend.
There were a lot of good SEC games, or at least a few that pitted ranked teams against one another, so that was interesting.
And did you watch Iowa State on the road in Lubbock against Texas Tech?
No, we had a family function on Saturday. So
it's always something else.
Why would I watch that game?
Because it's Iowa State. Because you're a fan of college basketball.
I am.
It was a great game.
Well, I'm glad.
Great game. Iowa State.
I can't just go around hunting for these games all the time. You know what I'm saying? I got to have a little bit of a life.
You don't think I have a life? No, really. So watching games means I don't have a life.
I don't know. I've watched football all day yesterday, man. I gotta mix it up a little bit.
I like watching games at times. Not
great.
All the time, but when I know there's a close game. So that's what I do. I look at my phone. Where are the good games here? I didn't watch Iowa State, Texas Tech from start to finish, but I see at halftime it's a close game. Texas Tech is up. I'm going to tune into that game, see what's going on.
Heck of an effort.
Maybe it'll hold my interest, which that one did, because it was nip and tuck the whole way. And I like watching Iowa State play. And I like to keep abreast of the Big 12.
Is Iowa State ranked number 2 now?
I think they were 3. I don't know what the rankings look like today. But anyway, that was a good game. Shockers, didn't watch a second of, if you want to know who's checked out. And I have a feeling most of our community has checked
just
out.
Just about everybody didn't watch.
On Wichita State basketball, because it's painful. It's painful to see what has become of this team after a pretty promising start.
They did have a promising start.
As recently as 23 days ago, they blew out Kansas State at Coke Arena. Blew them out.
Right.
23 days ago.
Yeah. But that was after they lost to Kansas City. You still weren't sure exactly what you were looking at.
You had hope. Now the hope is, if it hasn't completely disappeared, it is waning. And I think we'll have Kevin Saul on the show tomorrow. And we'll have to ask him. I mean, I'm not going to pull any punches here. He knows.
Right.
This thing is in a very high level of doubt at the moment. Where Shocker basketball is. They got a couple home games against Charlotte and I believe East Carolina. Don't quote
that's
me on
correct.
That. Coming up this week. So they better figure out a way to win these games, because if they, even if they split these games, it's not good. All right, Max. Max Power back in the studio, producing and directing and engineering. Everything. He's got it all. We'll take a break when we come back. Joe Auer, now the retiring coach soon of the Wichita Heights Falcons. 6 state titles. The winningest boys coach, the winningest basketball coach in City League history. He will join us next.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, these are songs with the word big in them. Max calls this Ready, Willing, and Vrabel Week. He's excited about the Patriots hiring of Mike Vrabel as their next head coach. That was Something Big from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Here's the coach of Wichita Heights. They are undefeated. They play Capen coming up tomorrow night, and then they have Northwest later in the week. A big week for the Falcons. And Joe Auer has taken all the air out of the room by announcing his retirement. Joe, hello.
Good afternoon, Bob. Yeah, big week for us. Big week for us. And I'm not sure what to do with that introduction, but.
Well, we'll get to the big week, and you guys are having another very good year. But you announced on social media, on your Wichita Heights X page, Twitter page, on Saturday, and I had to kind of do a double take. And I'm sure that's the reaction you got. I mean, you may have told those closest to you, but I would imagine the overwhelming reaction to that is, what? What's going on, Joe? So tell us.
Yeah, really, Bob, it's more of an administrative deal. You know, Ronnie Allen at East encountered this, Weston Schartz, the current football coach at Capen and previously at West and Northwest. If you were hired prior to 90, I believe it was 94 by the district, when you get to 60, which I'll be 60 pretty soon. That's the hardest thing to say is I'll be 60 pretty soon. But yeah, you can't be employed in any capacity by the district as part of your pension, your bridge pension plan. So that's what it is, really. I love Wichita Heights. I love coaching, and I'm having a great time. And so it really has nothing to do with anything other than I don't really have a choice. And my principal was wanting me to go ahead and announce that. And so I did. And now back to being focused on the season, and we're having a great year. And
I don't want to get there yet. I'm not quite ready, Joe.
Okay.
I'm not quite ready. I'll get there. I promise. So as Jeff and I were talking earlier in the show, and Jeff wants to ask a question, I don't mean to hog the mic, but we talked a little bit about this via text on Saturday. You mentioned Weston Schartz, who left West High to go to Capen. Capen's gain, Wichita Public Schools loss. Ron Allen, the same thing. I'm sure it's happened countless other times to personnel that I don't know anything about. But here's Joe Auer, who loves the school where you are. You've had an incredible impact on a lot of kids over your career. And I get that there's some kind of ridiculous policy out there, but why in the world would we take you away from USD 259 forcibly, basically? I feel the same way about Weston. I feel the same way about Coach Allen. I just feel very strongly about this. You're going to end up coaching somewhere, I would guess, maybe not, when we're really going to miss out here in the Wichita School District. You don't even have to comment on that because I know it makes you uncomfortable. Would you rather just go to Jeff's question?
Yes, Bob. I'm not going to comment on that, and I was aware of the policy, and obviously, it breaks my heart to a certain extent. And but there's really nothing I can do about it. So I'm not going to comment on that, my friend.
All right. Well, let's get to basketball, and you know, we know that what we just talked about is not a fun topic for anyone. But you do have two really big and really important games. Are the emotions running a little bit higher? How do you kind of keep that in check with your players who are probably feeling some similar emotions when you have two really big games on the schedule?
You know, one of the things we talked about, and we discussed it Saturday after practice, and they've been getting a lot of questions really for the last 3 years. People, when I retired from the classroom, I think a lot of people assumed I wasn't going to coach anymore. And then I was, still coaching and enjoying coaching and never had more fun doing it. So they were getting a lot of unfair questions. And so just as a way to end that, we went ahead and addressed it after practice. And, they're teenagers. They probably thought about it in the moment. But past that, I don't think they're ready for Capen. They're ready for our huge rivalry game Tuesday against one of the greatest coaches in the history of this state. And, the kids don't sit around and think about stuff for too long. So we were all together Saturday night. We were scouting, watching the Derby Northwest game at Hartman Arena, which was a terrific game. And hats off to Chris Asmussen for putting on a heck of an event and working his tail off to make sure we could all play Friday in the face of that terrible weather. But our kids are great and focused, and we're having a lot of fun this season. And my retirement, I don't really think will even be an issue. For a lot of guys, it'll probably be like in June when they show up for summer conditioning and they're like, hey, where's the old guy at? So, for now, I don't think it's for our kids. It's not going to be an issue at all. Kids live in the moment, teams live in the season, and we're going to have a great time over the next 2.5 months.
Joe Auer is our guest. He's the boys basketball coach at Wichita Heights. I'm encouraged by what I've seen in the City League this year. I keep an eye on what I perceive to be the strength or the weakness of this league in every sport. It looks like there's been a resurgence to some degree in basketball. We still got to get some of the schools going in the right direction, but it looks like you and Northwest and Capen and Bishop Carroll to some degree and Southeast and East, all very good to at least representative teams. Are we going in the right direction?
I believe so. I think your evaluation of who's playing well and having some success is accurate. Carroll with a huge upset win over Capen. Southeast has a lot of talent and they've had some success. And East, I believe East is off to a 5-3 start. Coach Witten, I have the the privilege, honor to have him on my staff for quite some time. He's doing a heck of a job over there rebuilding that program. He played for Coach Allen, so, you know, he's a great hire because, you know, it's so important to him to get that program back. And I think a lot of good games going on this year and good, talented kids all over the place, and it's been a lot of fun so far. We won the AVCTL City League Challenge on the boys' side. I'm not sure how it went on the girls' side, but we're off to a good start. And you know, with the midseason tournaments coming up, that has traditionally kind of been a tough week for us when we travel for the first time and get out and play people we don't normally see. So I hope it goes well for us next week when we go all over the state of Kansas. A lot of times it doesn't, but that's just part of the learning experience and preparing yourself for being successful in March.
So, Joe, we've talked a couple times for the story I am officially now working on about you. It's supposed to come out here in 2 weeks, the 27th, but when I'm going through all the transcriptions and our conversations, I realize I never asked you what it was like to coach with and for Coach Dowdy right when you got to Heights and for several years after that. What was that experience like for you? What did you take from that?
Wow, yeah. When I moved to Kansas, Jeff, I didn't know one person in the state. And so one of the first guys I met is a guy by the name of Charles Goose Dowdy. And come to find out, he's one of the most legendary guys in the state. And he's got a heck of a team full of returning juniors that all played in the Final Four as sophomores. So, you know, guys like Cortez Barnes, Dimitri Markham, Kobe Stokes, David Norwood, your dad knows all these names, Jason McGee. For me, it was very eye-opening. I'd never met a guy like Goose before. He was a very unique individual, an incredible man in terms of how he treated people, and just a very kind-hearted soul who had had a lot of success in the City League and was himself a terrific basketball player. So it was, for a 23-year-old guy to be his assistant moving down from Iowa, it was quite an introduction to this incredible community and this incredible basketball state. I mean, you know, I think one of my first games with Goose is against Coach Eck at Friends University, and I've never been a part of a high school game like that. So Goose was, so you learn something from everybody. I just learned a lot about Northeast Wichita and the neighborhoods that feed into Heights. And Goose introduced me to a lot of people. Through Goose, I got to know Linwood Sexton, one of the most incredible men I've ever had the privilege to call my friend. And Goose introduced me to him early. I owe a lot to Coach Dowdy and the fact that I don't know if he respected me. I don't know. He probably didn't view me as somebody that, I think he kind of viewed me as somebody that got put on his staff when I was hired. But all in all, I learned a lot. And it was a good introduction. Goose and I are very different coaches. I don't do very many things the way that Coach Dowdy did them, but I'm not Coach Dowdy either. He was a very different individual from me, and a world of respect for him. And I know what he meant to this community and what he gave so many kids in the city of Wichita, not just in basketball, but maybe even a greater impact on the tennis court and what he did at McAdams Park, introducing tennis to so many kids. And it was a real privilege and honor for me to have that guy be really my first, coaching mentor in the city of Wichita.
Joe Auer with us. I don't know what else we have in common, but one thing we do have in common is that neither of us has ever met anyone like Charles Goose Dowdy. to see him on the sidelines in a game, especially when he was flustered or a little bit angry or irate about the way maybe some of his players were playing. I just, when Jeff asked you about him, I just smiled, and I've been smiling ever since. Those are just the memories that come back about him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a special man in our community and meant a lot. I get to talk to some of the old players. You know, David Norwood just called me recently, and we were discussing Coach Dowdy. And, you know, my job, Bob, for many years was when the game ended, somebody would give me some money. And sometimes, you know, it was gentlemen in the community that were supporters of Coach Dowdy. But my job was to get to the McDonald's at 17th and Hillside before they closed and buy as many hamburgers as I could and fries and get them back to Coach's house. All the guys, all the kids in our program would go to Coach Dowdy's house, and I had to make sure that I got the food there before they headed out. That was a lot of pressure for a young guy. The woman that ran the McDonald's at 17th and Hillside, a lot of times she would stay open a little bit later for me, and she took good care of me. But that was probably, for Goose, if you asked him about Joe Lauer, that's probably what he would tell you was my most important role. Was
he took care of the hamburgers.
Get the hamburgers to his house on time and kind of just stay out of his way. He was the coach there for a long time. And, two legendary guys before me, Coach Dowdy and obviously Lafayette Norwood. So I'm just
– Who coached in between them?
I believe it was Carmichael. He coached for 1 year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Steve Carmichael. Was, yes.
Steve Carmichael. It for a year. So,
Joe, it's always a great pleasure to talk with you, and we'll do so again. And best of luck this week. And it's going to be a very interesting week ahead for Heights. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right. Joe Auer, the head basketball coach at Wichita Heights. I laid it out there. He didn't want to. I knew he didn't want to go there, but I laid it out there.
Yeah, it's laid out.
You can't take away the best. You got to let the best be in your system until they don't want to be anymore.
Does seem a little short-sighted, but I don't know. Max is happy.
Well, Mike Vrabel's the obvious choice.
Seemed to be.
A good choice for the New England Patriots. You can't go wrong there.
No, that was going to be their guy, most likely, unless negotiations fell apart or something.
And, they've got lots of money and cap space. They have the fourth pick in the draft. They have a quarterback.
Seemingly.
Well, I mean, it looks like it.
Joe Milton?
Forget Joe Milton. Flash in the pan.
I hope the Raiders get him.
Excitement. The Patriots are in position in that division. Miami, the Jets, they're both sputter. Buffalo is going to be difficult, but Josh Allen can't play forever. So
he's not old by any stretch.
No, he's not an old guy.
He's got 5-10 years left.
You know, we said on the show last week the three generational quarterbacks currently playing are Jackson, Allen, and Mahomes.
Burrow, maybe.
Jackson and Allen did nothing. No, you can't put Burrow in there.
Why?
Hadn't done it enough. Hadn't won enough.
What if
winning means a lot to me?
What if Jackson and
I'm a winner?
What if Jackson and Allen won?
I'm a winner. They go to the playoffs all the time.
Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl.
I'm rating Burrow slightly out of that generational.
You're wrong, and that's okay.
No, I'm not wrong.
Of course you are.
Who would you take? Give me your top three quarterbacks right now.
Burrow.
Burrow's one.
Yeah.
He's in your top three?
Of course. He had a much better year than Mahomes did.
So you'd take him over Mahomes.
Would the Chiefs fall off if they had Burrow?
Let me ask you a question. Would you take him over Mahomes?
What are we talking about?
No.
Are we talking about just productivity and production?
Here's the quarterback who you want.
Burrow.
Over Mahomes.
Yeah, I think so.
If you try to get out of Wichita today, I would recommend that people put up roadblocks.
You know what Burrow did this year?
Sobriety.
You want to compare the numbers between Mahomes and Burrow?
Give Mahomes a receiving core. You can have it both ways.
4,918 yards, 43 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's got T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Who's the other guy?
Whoever you want it to be. Yosavish.
I like Joe Burrow, but he's not in the top three.
Well, that's crazy.
And if you think you're going to take him over Mahomes, you're out to lunch, man.
If you subbed the two, who would be a better team, the Bengals or the Chiefs?
I want Patrick Mahomes all day.
You're not answering the question.
The Chiefs.
Right.
The Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes.
No, I asked if you're
trying to win their third consecutive Super Bowl. They're not doing that with Joe Burrow.
Of course they are.
They're not doing that with Joe Burrow, my friend. There's no way.
Well, only because he was hurt last year. But the year before that, 4,400 yards,
Patrick
35
Mahomes,
touchdowns.
All you got to do is watch the guy. He's magical. And if you're just going to rely on numbers like some dummy walking down the street.
You asked me who I'd take.
You're going up an elevator. You're going up an elevator. What's the term I'm looking for?
I don't know.
It doesn't. The elevator doesn't go to your floor. Is that right? Is that how that term is used?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're pressing the buttons on an elevator and there's no floor. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Something like that. I mean, that's a bad take. And you
it's
know
not a
it.
Bad take.
You're trying to, that's a hot take and it's a bad take.
Who's going to finish higher in MVP voting this year?
Doesn't matter. You know what I like? The rings on the fingers, my friend.
Oh, so that one player does that. Okay.
The rings on the fingers. No, not one player does that, but Patrick Mahomes has transformed the Kansas City Chiefs.
Understood.
No other quarterback. We're not having this conversation.
Performance, Burrow.
We're not having this. He beats Burrow every time. He beats Allen almost every time.
No, he really doesn't.
Jackson almost every time. When it counts, he beats these people. Every time.
If you say so.
And he's going to have to do it again for people like you to understand.
I'm the one who said they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, but you're changing your tune now.
No, I'm not.
Then why are they going to win the Super Bowl with a inferior quarterback?
I didn't call him inferior. We're talking performance-based.
You're saying he's not in the top three.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, that's just ludicrous.
Look at the numbers these guys are putting up.
The numbers don't tell the whole story.
They tell...
Do you watch the Chiefs?
No.
No, you don't.
You don't. That's you right now.
You're going to attack me because I'm right.
About what?
You not watching the Chiefs.
Don't be dumb.
If you did watch the Chiefs, you'd be able to see
this guy does. I'd see that he's had a pretty average season.
Oh, my God. Just the worst take you can imagine. If you were on Stephen A. Smith right now,
What stood out to you about Patrick Mahomes' season? Name the moment that really sticks out to you
There's no time when he's out of a game. There's no quarterback in the history of football that can be trusted more than Patrick Mahomes. None.
Okay.
They're going to figure it out. Well, Tom Brady's not playing anymore, Max. We're talking about current NFL quarterbacks. Tom Brady's still the best of all time, in my opinion. But you give Mahomes a couple more of these, then it's time to reassess.
We'll see.
Gosh, you get me worked up, man. Dumb take. Take! terrible take.
If you say so.
We'll try to reset for tomorrow. I may need that much time to get my wits back about me.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
We'll be here tomorrow. See you then.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.